Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
When you think of a jukebox, the first thing that comes to mind is probably music. But a Boston-based artist has created a different kind of jukebox, one that tells stories. WBUR's Solon Kelleher has more on this unique project.
Alisa Hamilton has a good ear for what belongs in a jukebox. She remembers one upstairs at Charlie's Kitchen in Cambridge.
I would always play Pulling Muscles from a Shell by the band Squeeze. And then one day I went in there and they had changed the discs in the jukebox. And I was really upset about it.
Hamilton created her own jukebox over the last 5 years, and the project is now complete.
You are looking at a 1960 Seaburg jukebox. It's been completely gutted and remade.
It still works in the same way. You press a combination of letters and numbers to select a track.
J5.
And when you do,
it comes to life.
The center console lights up like a miniature stage. Inside, colorful wooden sculptures spin like the vinyl records this machine used to play. But visitors won't hear music. Instead, they'll hear stories. Like this one from Cambridge resident Clyde Lindsay.
The counselor for the high school was a man named Frank Frizzoli. He was a wonderful guy, knew his business, never wasted time, always had time for you.
Lindsay's track tells the story of Frank Frizzoli, a Cambridge public school teacher. He held unofficial weekend office hours at the Fantasia restaurant to help high school students from under-resourced schools apply to college.
He wasn't supposed to be doing that. It was against the rules for him to do that. Yeah, Frank Frizzoli is one of the people who is a hero, I think.
Visitors can hear Lindsay's and other stories in a purple cushioned nook at the Foundry in Cambridge.
It's warm. I wanted people to come into the space and be curious and be just wrapped in community.
Hamilton recorded 100 interviews for the project, and she loaded Jukebox with the latest installment of stories last month. Former Cambridge residents came from around the country to celebrate the occasion, like Linda Jackson-Ezell, who shared her story for Jukebox.
I'm 78 years old. I came up from Georgia.
Hamilton partnered with the Cambridge Black History Project to record Ezell's and 53 other oral histories.
For my kids, my kids' kids, I just want them all to know their Grammy.
Ezell's Jukebox story recounts her experiences in school and how even back then she wanted to be where the action was.
We didn't want to miss a single thing going on in school. And so I was in the seventh grade. I got the whooping coughs, and I missed a whole week of school, and I nearly died. The whooping cough might have been the thing to kill me, but missing school was surely going to kill me dead.
The catalog on Jukebox is made up of 100 tracks, 100 stories of family, community, immigration, and lessons learned growing up in Cambridge. It's an oral anthology presented in the form of a classic American artifact. No coins needed. This jukebox is set on free play. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Solon Kelleher.
Something.